It is God's desire that as surely as the dawn breaks forth daily, so will the revelation of His goodness be evident daily in every area of your life. Welcome to Dawn Extras with Tim Grage.
We are going to be talking about opportunities. Why? In my time of prayer for you, I heard the Lord say many of you, and I do pray it will be all of you, are going to experience opportunities, possibilities, and situations that will look like chance encounters that will transform your lives. This is how it's going to work. I'll start with an anecdote each day, where we'll workshop the anecdote, and then at the end, I will come with a prayer of faith on your behalf. My prayer is that you will not miss your day and your time of visitation. Have you subscribed? Have you liked? Have you told somebody about what's going on at Dawn? I hope you have. If not, do so right now. Welcome to Dawn with Tim Grage. To Dawn. Our first anecdote as it relates to opportunities is this. Sometimes it takes opposition to discover an opportunity. I know some of us might not like that, but it is such a truth. Sometimes it takes opposition to discover an opportunity. When David was chased out of both the palace and the city, it was by far the most challenging opposition he had ever faced. A sitting king was after his life, but his race led him to a cave, the cave of Adullam. When he was there, a set of people came to look for him. You find the story in 1 Samuel chapter 22, verses 1 and 2. The Bible says, those who were in debt, those who were distressed, and those who were discontented. Some people actually argue that these were the basest people of society, and these were the people that came to look for him. These men did not look like the kind of individuals that were going to be responsible to making him king. But several chapters later, this same motley crowd became known as the mighty men of David, feared across the nations and across the territories. Sometimes that opposition is just taking you to your opportunity. Let me emphasize this. God is not the author of that opposition that is giving you a heartache, that is giving you a headache. Oppositions come because we make wrong decisions. Oppositions come because we have to deal with some terrible people. Oppositions come because we live in a broken world. Oppositions also come because we have a devil that just does not want you to succeed. So God is not behind the opposition, but God is able. You are dealing with an infinite mind. He is able to bring out the most beautiful opportunity even out of that opposition. Remember Daniel? The Bible talks about how they brought up trumped up charges against him, and he was thrown into the lion's den. When he was eventually released because God supernaturally protected him, the Bible says that as a result of that supernatural experience of protection that he had, the king was so overwhelmed and he made him the governor over all the provinces that he had oversight. In the midst of that opposition, an opportunity was birthed. We serve a God that is still able to bring beauty even out of ashes. In exercise, when you are exercising, resistance training could wear you out and maybe even wear you down. But if you persist, it will also build muscles that have always been there, but just hidden. There is a famous individual that many do not realize how his story actually panned out. Maybe as I tell you a bit of his story, you might recognize him. His father died when he was so young and he had to look after his young siblings. Let me read a quote from his own words. He says, "I did the cooking and mom did the sewing for the neighbors," he recalled. "When I was seven, I baked my first bread. I cared for the two youngest while my mother worked." Things were extremely difficult for him. I'm almost definitely sure he saw his house chores and especially cooking as an affliction, hardship, or even opposition to his dreams. But many years later, his culinary skills came to bear, and at 65, he sold his first restaurant and has since gone to be a global phenomenon. We know him as Colonel Harlan Sanders of the KFC fame. My point is this, that opportunity might come dressed up in that opposition. So don't despair, Don't fear. If it could have killed you, it would have killed you by now. You are stronger than you know that you are. There's an opportunity with your name on it, and it's here and it is now. It may, however, look like an opposition. So face it. Receive grace to properly confront it. Receive wisdom to rightly navigate around it. And finally, receive stamina to stand through it. You see, there are some opposition that you can bind and cast away, but there are some opposition that you just need to square up and you need to face. Remember what David said, that though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Notice in several other scriptures, David would talk about how God should deliver him from the valley of death, should deliver him from his enemies. But here he says, though I walk through the valley, there are some opposition that you need to walk through. But the Bible is clear. It says, and we will look at this scripture over and over again, possibly this week. It says in 1 Corinthians 10, you will not be tempted above what you can bear. That opposition, the enemy has sent it to kill you, but God, who knows the end from the beginning, has orchestrated an opportunity that is going to come out of it. The same thing also happened even to Jesus. That opposition of the cross became the crucible, became the womb from which a resurrection, the resurrection of the Christ, and all the benefits of salvation that we currently enjoy and that is available to mankind came from. That opposition, within that opposition, is an opportunity. Let me read it as I put it here. There's an opportunity coming your way today. There's an opportunity coming your way this week. It may look like trouble, but I declare that that opposition will not take you out. And through that opposition, you will discover the opportunity of a lifetime. Somebody say a big amen. It is so in Jesus' name. I want to close with a story that I found on the Instagram page of someone that I follow. It reads thus. I once heard the story of a teenage boy who lived in a U.S. town that was so remote, the nearest school was 16 miles away. His parents couldn't afford a car, so he had to cycle to and fro daily. The terrain was so rough and hilly that by the time he got to school, he was completely wiped out and couldn't stay awake. Fed up with the issue, he began to tinker with his bike to make it motorized and help him navigate the hills. His invention worked, and very soon, everyone in town wanted a motorized bike too. Today, Mike Radenbaugh's Rad Power Bikes is a $30 million company. I wondered, what if someone had seen his difficulty and given him a car? Rad Power Bikes might not exist today. Sometimes, many times, that opposition that the devil thinks is going to wreck you, that opposition that you are thinking, no, Lord, this is the end, I'm finished. You are not finished. You are not finished. I declare strength. I declare that you are strengthened with might by his spirit in your inner man. I declare that the oppositions that you should rebuke, you rebuke. But the ones that you should confront, the wisdom to know the difference comes upon you, and you are able to confront it. You are able to triumph over it in the name of Jesus. Today, our anecdote is this. In every opportunity, there's an underlying opposition. Yesterday, we saw the fact that opportunities could come couched in opposition. But this is slightly different. We need you to understand that in every opportunity, there's an underlying opposition. Accept it, prepare mentally for it, and then face it. Let's look at this verse, Mark chapter 4, verse 17. It says, and have no root in themselves. Speaking about the sower that went to sow the seed. And at this point, it's talking about people who received a particular seed. It says, they have no root in themselves, and so they endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution ariseth for the word's sake, notice that, when affliction or persecution ariseth for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. Did you notice that the affliction arose for the word's sake? The opposition came because of the opportunity. Right within the opportunity was the opposition. Don't assume that because it's a blessing, there will be no challenges. Come on. Even the blessing of a newborn baby, comes with the difficulty of childbirth. We don't say we don't want children because we don't want to face the inconvenience of pregnancy. Pregnancy is often not convenient. For some, there's morning sickness, strange cravings, hormonal imbalances. Let's not even talk about the actual contractions and the actual birthing process. It is very often a norm that the greater the opportunity, the greater the opposition. Why? Because for every opportunity, it takes a certain caliber of person and labor to both create it and sustain it. Let me say it again. That's a Sila moment. The reason is because for every opportunity, it takes a certain caliber of person and labor to both create it and sustain it. Take, for example, maybe you get the CEO position of a major company. After throwing that party and celebrating, brace yourself for all the expectations and deadlines that will be thrown at you. Brace yourself for those who will question your right to be there and those who might even deliberately try to circumvent your ascension to that role. Don't scream or throw your toys out of the court. It comes with the territory. Let me say it again. In every opportunity, there's an underlying opposition. Did you get that? Let's push on. As you rise, so does the quality of opposition you will face. See this verse, Jeremiah chapter 12, verse 5. He says, if thou hast run with the footmen and they have wearied you, then how can you contend with horses? And if in the land of peace, wherein thou trusted, they wearied you, then how will you do in the swelling of the Jordan? That's Jeremiah chapter 12, verse 5. You need to read that. That's a very powerful scripture. He says there, if this stage nearly killed you and you barely survived, but now you've risen to this new level, what will you do when the opposition of this new level comes against you? At this new level, they ride horses. You have been dealing with footmen. Now, this new level, they ride horses. Child of God, if you aren't ready to face Goliath, then quit praying for bigger and better things from God. Just settle for the ordinary, settle for the common, settle for the mundane. As you rise, the quality of opposition rises with you. But the word of God is clear. You will not be tempted above what you can bear. Look at 1 Corinthians 10 verse 13. We looked at it in part 1. They have no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you are able, but will, with the temptation, also make a way of escape that ye may be able to bear it. Say it with me. There is always a way of escape. Come on. There is always a way up, a way out, a way through. There is always a way of escape. The level of work required to get you to a new level is the least level of work that will be needed to keep you there. That level of work becomes your baseline. I think I should say that again. Don't you think so? I think I should. The level of work required to get you to your new level is the least level of work that will be required to keep you there. That level of work becomes your baseline. Champ, the fight is fixed and you already won, but you must still fight to prove it. Our anecdote again for today is this. With every opportunity, there is an underlying opposition. Accept it, prepare for it, and face it. Let's go back to that verse in Jeremiah chapter 12, verse 5. It says, if you have run with the footmen and they have wearied you, then how will you contend with horses? Notice, we are first on foot. Now we are on horses. Horses here represent a few things. I want to help you here. Courses represent a few things. One, they represent new relationships. Secure the right relationships to help you navigate at this new level. People who have done it before or even been there before successfully. Relationships are key. Relationships are core. Number two, horses also represent new skills. You were quite proficient when you were on foot, meaning when you were at that level, you were proficient. Now you need to learn how to ride a horse. Upskill naturally and upskill spiritually. If you were praying in tongues before for just 10 minutes, up it to 20 minutes or even an hour. You are now in the big leagues, or at least you expect to be in the big leagues. Joseph started out by having dreams and just telling people his dreams. Later, he was interpreting dreams for others. He had increased his skills. Have you learned anything new lately? Have you started anything new lately, spiritually or naturally? Stagnation is a key ingredient for a slow death. Stagnation is a key ingredient for a slow death. Number three, horses also represent good old-fashioned hard work combined with smart time management. Good old-fashioned hard work combined with smart time management. Nothing great occurs without hard work. Even God introduced himself to us by showing us he worked a minimum of 12 hours a day, 6 days a week. This must be combined with time for your walk with God, time for your marriage, your kids, and other important aspects of your life, like your health. You will notice, as hard as God worked, the Bible still said, in the cool of the day, he came and he spent time with his family. He came and he spent time with Adam. He spent time with Eve. Someone could say, there isn't enough time for all of this. Those are lies. It's not true. People have governed nations and huge organizations without losing their families, except for those, of course, who had some terrible moral indiscretions. Point here, like Ecclesiastes says, there is a time for everything under the sun. Invest in your walk with God like you are doing right now by even watching Dawn. Work hard at your career. Work hard at your business. Invest in your family. Invest in your health. Saints, listen. God, in the beginning, Genesis chapter 1, shows us the necessity for hard work. Maybe subsequently, I will help you see that there is a difference between hard work and toiling. God does not want the believer to toil, but he shows the believer an example using himself as one who works out. Jesus said, I work while it is day, for the night cometh where no man can work. Inasmuch as he was talking about the end of times, that is still instructive about how hard even Jesus was saying that he worked. That when the day came, he was busy at work, and he worked till the sun went down. Saints, the Bible, speaking about Jesus and his work ethic, said that he woke up a great while before day. While other men were sleeping, Jesus woke up a great while before day. Saints, those horses in that Jeremiah 12 also speak about hard work. I'm out of time. Watch this again if you need to. Hear the voice of God in my words and respond. In every opportunity, there is an opposition. Don't fight it. Just accept it, prepare for it, and face it. Or should I say, conquer it, because you are more than a conqueror. There is an opportunity with your name on it. Maybe you've already encountered it. Do not fear. Face it. That opportunity that sounds so big, it's yours. You can handle it. You can take it. You can deliver it. You can accomplish it. You have been brought to a new level. The people that are coming up against you that look like they have such clout and such crazy resource to come after you, come on. They will not be coming after you if there was nothing to come after. Whenever you look around, maybe you're driving by and you see cranes, earth-moving machines, ground-breaking machines, all congregating or gathering in a particular spot, you immediately know that they're about to build something massive. You don't think they're about to build an umkuku, they're about to build a chicken coop. No, you immediately understand that these earth-moving materials must be here because they're either about to take down something massive or they're about to erect something massive. When you see men on horseback, men with resource, men with capability, circumstances that seem like they're out of your league coming up against you, it means without knowing you shifted leagues and you were upgraded even without your notice. If men on horseback are coming after you, it is because God has also placed you on a horse. Watch this again. Pay attention to the horses that you must ensure that you have learned how to ride. Because when those opportunities come your way, you are expected to take advantage of them within the lifetime of that opportunity. I'm out of time. Stretch forth your hands towards me. Let me pray. Everlasting Father, I thank you because grace is multiplied unto us now in the name of Jesus. I declare a strong, laser-sharp spirit of discernment. The kind that comes from your spirit is resident and manifest. It's operational in the heart of your children. They recognize, they see what others cannot see. They take advantage of opportunities that others have ignored. I declare the grace of God is multiplied unto every life. I declare that they are strengthened with might. I speak discipline to work hard. I declare it upon your life and my life, on our lives now in the name of Jesus. Your testimony is now. Every opposition that has been standing between you and that opportunity will rebuke you now in the name of Jesus. Every opposition that is hiding our opportunity, we see through you and we take hold of those opportunities now in the name of Jesus. We ride on horses and we overcome even the opposition that is on horseback. Father, we thank you. We embrace our new levels and we testify now in the name of Jesus. Amen.